Facito goes to market. One morning, Facito woke early at Matulutulu, the first cockcrow, before the sun was up. This day he would go to market on his father's bicycle, for his father lay ill with fever. This day he would ride like a man with the bananas. He would ride with his head held high, a man among men. He rolled up his mat and looked out. The sky was pale yellow behind the banana trees where the sun would rise, and dew lay on the grass. It was a fine morning to be going to market, all on his own, to bring back money in his pockets and count it out in front of everyone in the evening, as his father usually did. Eh, they would say as the cents and shillings clattered from his hands into the wooden bowl. So much money! Truly, Facito, you are clever. You are a man who knows the world. Outside in the cool dawn, his mama was tying up the bananas.
Facito, come and eat, she said.
Eh, mama, waso sotiano, how are things with you today?
Balungi, good, my child.
She strapped the bananas onto the rack of the bicycle that leaned against the tree. Then she went for the milk gourd and gave Facito a bowl of porridge. Beneath the mvule tree, he sat and ate his porridge while his mama put small change into a handkerchief and twisted it around many times. Facito took the money and put it deep in his pocket. He could feel it heavy against his leg. It was safe there. Then he pushed the bicycle out of the yard and onto the road.
Waraba, Facito, cried his mama. Goodbye. Waraba, mama,
he called and began to run with the bicycle. But it was so heavy, heavier than when he played with it in the evenings after his father had come home from the market. The big load of bananas pulled it from side to side. First it leaned this way, then that way, and the bicycle skidded and slid over the red ground.
Ay!
Facito clucked his tongue and he struggled to hold the handlebar steady. Surely my father is very strong indeed to ride so easily to market every day. But today, I shall be like my father too. No one shall say that I, Facito, stumbled under the load. He pushed and pushed the bicycle till he came to where the road ran downhill. Then he hopped on and leaned forward and rode away. The cool air streamed across his face and the hornbills flew out of his way.
Knock, knock,
they honked.
Yes, make way for one who is greater than thou, he called to them. Make way for me, Facito, who rides as a man among men to market.
The sun came up behind him and shone on the banana leaves. The red hibiscus flowers began to unfold, and the scent of frangipani was sweet upon the breeze. The bulbuls sang in their casias. The sun rose higher, and the mist in the valleys floated away. Soon, on the road ahead, Facito saw an old man. He was walking, bent over, with a basket in his hand. It was old Musake.
Wasusutio, old one, cried Facito as he rolled up.
Ah, wasusutio, Facito, said old Musake. What is the matter with your father today that he lends you his bicycle to go wobbling on to market?
Facito was cross with Musake. Did the old never learn manners? My father has the fever, old one. I'm taking the bananas to market today.
Old Musake groaned and rubbed his back.
His little black eyes amid their wrinkles looked up at Facito.
My child, I am old, and my back is stiff. Ay! It is very stiff. Won't you take my pawpaws to market and save me the walking?
There were many pawpaws, and Musake's basket looked very heavy. Facito would have to tie it to the handlebars and think how difficult it would be to ride. Still, it would not be good manners to refuse an old man. All right, he said. I'll take the pawpaws.
There's a good child, said old Musake. I'll tell your father he has a well-mannered son.
But Facito sighed as he took the pawpaws. He knew that old Musake would have forgotten his kindness by that very afternoon, and that the next time he saw him, he would be cross as ever. He tied the pawpaws to the bicycle and turned to the old man. Musake had already sat down and was taking out his tobacco pouch.
Whatever, old one, said Facito.
Whatever, Facito, said old Musake
as he lay back in the shade of the cassia tree and filled his clay pipe.
Now the bike was even heavier, and Facito's legs ached as he pedaled. He was disappointed. He had thought it would be very grand to go to market on his father's bicycle, but somehow it was very difficult. Still, he thought, I am a man among men today. That is something. The sun rose higher, and soon there were many people on the road going to market.
Wasusotio Nalubale, he called. Nalubale waved.
She was very pretty. Oh, what a pity she was an older girl and married. He liked Nalubale very much.
Wasusotio, she called. Ride well.
All along the sides of the road were women carrying water pots and children running behind them with hoops and sticks or small baskets of peanuts.
Facito, child, wait a minute.
He stopped. Who had called this time? Then he saw Kasenge running up with three chickens hanging in a bunch, bound by the feet.
Here, child, take my chickens to the market for me, please. It will save me much work. Be sure to bring me the right change, 5 shillings each. No, make the big one 7 shillings.
She held out the chickens.
Do they think I'm a mule to carry all their things? Thought Facito. Would they do this to my father?
Kasenge, he said. Where shall I carry 3 chickens with all these bananas and pawpaws? Kasenge looked at the bundles. She screwed up her eyes and pointed to the top of the bananas.
There, child, there. Are you blind? There's room for 10 chickens on top of your bananas.
She took some banana leaf twine and tied the 3 chickens on top of the bananas. Now the pile on the bike was so high, Facito could barely reach the top with his hands.
Mind you ride carefully. If my chickens arrive at the market dead, I shall tell your father.
And he knew that Kasenge never forgot to tell his father such things. He sighed and got onto the bicycle again.
Wherever, Facito, don't forget my money.
Wherever, Kasenge. Now it was very hot. The sweat ran down his face and down his back under his shirt. His breath came in gasps. Would he get to the market on time? Oh, it was farther than he thought. Every now and then he rode over a bump and the chickens clucked very crossly. Presently, he saw a small boy walking ahead of him. He was very thin, and he walked slowly and not in a straight line. It was Kikyo. Kikyo had been very ill. Where was he going today?
Hey, Kikyo, he cried, riding up.
Look at me. I'm taking the bananas to market. My father has the fever.
Where are you going, Kikyo?
To the hospital to get my medicine, said Kikyo. Won't you let me ride with you, Facito, please? My legs are tired already.
And where would you sit? Cried Facito, all his crossness boiled up inside him. It is hard work for me with all these things. Old Musake made me carry his pawpaws, and Kasenge made me carry her chickens. There is no room for mere children, Kikyo. Am I a pack mule to carry everyone to market? Use your own legs, whatever.
He rode on quickly, leaving Kikyo behind. But somehow, Kikyo's face was still in front of him. Kikyo's eyes were big, and his face was very sharp and thin. His ribs stuck out above his stomach, and the joints of his legs were swollen, his arms and legs very thin. Should he not, after all, have taken Kikyo to the hospital? Kikyo had asked nicely. Kasenge and old Musake had not. He sighed and stopped. He turned around and called,
Kikyo, come here quickly. Hurry. I'll take you to town if you sit very still and do not fall off. Hurry.
Kikyo came shuffling up.
Ah, wabele, Facito. Thank you, my big friend.
Climb up and sit on the saddle, said Facito, and sit very still. If you wobble, the bicycle will topple over and everything will fall off.
Eh,
said Kikyo, and climbed into the saddle. He looked very pleased.
Wabale, my friend, he said again. I shall sit as still as a mouse.
Facito pushed and pushed. Only on the downhill could he ride. His legs and arms and back ached. It was as if the bicycle did not want to move at all. The road wavered like water in the heat, and the screaming of the cicadas made his head swim. At last, there was only one more hill to go. Then Kikyo said,
I'm hungry, Facito. Can I take a banana?
No,
They're to be sold at the market, said Facito. What will my father say if they're eaten on the way by children?
Eh, said Kikyo. I see. But then Facito thought of how thin Kikyo was, how small and hungry looking. And he was only 7. He had suffered a lot for such a young one.
Kikyo, he said severely, you may take 1 banana, only 1. Take it very carefully and do not upset the pile.
Vale, said Kikyo.
He took a banana, peeled it, and began to eat.
It is very good, Facito. Vale.
And now they stood at the top of the hill that overlooked the town, lying red and brown between the yellow cassia trees. There were many people at the market under the mango trees. The men in their long robes stood talking, and some were drinking beer. Women squatted by the stalls, their long bright dresses, all the colors of the rainbow, like colorful birds resting in the shade.
Eh, it is good to be going to market, said Facito. It is good to be a man among men, Kikyo.
Truly, Facito, you are strong, said Kikyo, and took another bite of banana. And Facito's heart swelled out, big and full inside him, and he stood very straight as he looked down on the marketplace. Just then there was loud laughter behind them. Facito turned and saw Bosa, Kagwe, Waswa, and Matabe run out from the bushes. He did not like Bosa, and Bosa did not like him. He turned away from them and began to push the bicycle downhill.
Look who goes there. Look who goes wobbling on his father's bicycle that is much too big for him. Who goes there loaded with rubbish? Shouted Bosa and ran alongside him. Kagwe, Waswa, and Matabe jeered and shouted, Look who rides to the market eating a banana like a baboon, cried Matabe, pointing at Kikyo.
You're jealous because you have no bicycles to ride, shouted Facito and rode on faster downhill.
You lie, shouted Bosa.
We'll teach you to shout so rudely, cried Kagwe.
Bosa ran ahead and broke a stick from a cassia tree. He held out the stick so that it would catch the spokes of the wheels and send the bicycle with Facito and Kikyo crashing to the ground. Facito saw him and tried to steer aside, but Bosa dodged in front again. Then there was nothing Facito could do. He saw he would fall with the bike, and Kikyo and the bananas and pawpaws and chickens would be squashed.
Ha ha! You think you're a man among men? Bosa laughed. You'll cry like a baby when you fall on the road.
Bosa came closer with his stick. Just at that moment, a half-eaten banana hit him across the eyes. Then a banana peel, thrown very hard, flew, smack, into his face. Kikyo laughed. Bosa staggered to the side of the road, wiping his face.
Ride, Facito, ride, shouted Kikyo, laughing still.
But Matabe, who was bigger than them all, ran up from behind.
You baboon, you think you can be rude to us? Let me show you what I do to the boastful.
He reached up to pull down the pile of bananas, but suddenly he cried,
Ow! Ay!
And jumped back in surprise. The chickens had pecked crossly at his face and arms.
Aha! Thought Facito. Now I'm glad I took the chickens for Kasengi.
But they had not reckoned with Waswa. He picked up a stone and threw it at Facito. Smack! It hit him in the back, and it hurt very much. Waswa ran beside them, jeering, little cowards who run instead of turning to fight. Bah, little cowards! He bent to pick up another stone when, bonk, a hard green pawpaw flew through the air and hit him on the ear. Waswa ran away into the bushes, holding his head and howling.
Aha, thought Facito, I'm glad I did not refuse old Musake.
And Kikyo chuckled behind him.
Ride faster, Facito, no one can catch us now.
Facito pedaled faster and faster. Zzz, zzz, sang the bicycle. Kikyo's laughter rang in his ears. Faster they went, and faster. No one could catch them now. Zzz, zzz, ticked the wheels. Zzz, zzz.
Kikyo, called Facito, you are a clever child, even if you are so small. Wopale!
Without the banana skin and the pawpaw so swiftly thrown, we would now be lying in the road while those thieves stole our things.
I'm glad I was kind to Kikyo, he thought.
Now they sped down the road as if they were flying. Trees and houses flashed past, and then suddenly they burst into the marketplace. People and chickens and dogs scattered out of the way.
Hey, Facito, is the evil one chasing you? Mind my peanuts, mind my eggs, mind my pawpaws.
Facito, Morana, son of my brother, called his aunt from her stall. Is this how you come to market? like a whirlwind on the plain. But his aunt was smiling, and he, Facito, with Kikyo on the seat behind him, rode into the market with his head held high. He laughed, and Kikyo echoed his laughter, and his back was stiff with pride. He, Facito, had brought the bananas of his father, and the pawpaws of old Musake, and the chickens of Kasingi, to market without harm. He, Facito, rode as a man among men.
Highlands is wasted long ago. Violence is wasted long ago. Highlands is wasted long ago. Violence is wasted long ago. Highlands is wasted long ago. Violence is wasted long ago. Highlands is wasted long ago. Violence is wasted long ago.